Page 185, Unit 45. The welfare system should be as strong as possible.
I think the best way of doing good to the poor is not making them easy in poverty, but leading or driving them out of it. Benjamin Franklin.
It's unthinkable why people believe there is free money. Why am I saying this? Because it is what the notion of the welfare state has led people to believe. This is what happens when the government gives money to people who don't earn it. It's hard to say that the state shouldn't be responsible for its citizens, but it is my firm belief that people should take care of themselves first. The nanny state conveys the message that all your problems will be solved by other people who actually take your money and give back less, but give you false ideas that you are being looked after. I am aware that it's the hardcore capitalist interpretation, but I wanted to show one side of the coin. However, if you ask others who believe in the almightiness of the state, they claim that the welfare state is the government providing reasonable services. This includes things like education, healthcare, infrastructure, environmental protection, and law enforcement, to name a few. The biggest pros of welfare are that you have few elderly and mentally ill people starving on the streets. The unemployed and impoverished are not forced to steal to feed themselves. In most countries, you don't have normal families going bankrupt because they need health care. You have much fewer grown adults that can't read or write. On the other hand, under capitalist circumstances, all the listed problems above can be solved by private companies, religious organizations, NGOs, and philanthropists. The dogmatic argument of the proponents of the welfare state is who would build the roads. The question is not necessarily about roads, but all state services. My answer is quite simple. Private companies can be hired based on mutual agreements to provide for the sick, the disabled, the elderly, and the poor. So this debate shouldn't be about the redistribution of wealth. And of course, there can be certain areas where the structure of a mixed economy can prevail, such as national defense, police forces, and intelligence services. Nevertheless, this is a complex issue with lots of challenges. Public services are supported by taxes, which can only be supported by a healthy private economy. It is doubtful whether there will ever be a successful state that is purely capitalist or socialist. Capitalism may lead to social and economic differences between people. But for me, this is the model to follow. Socialism leads to economic collapse through apathy, like the slow burnout of the Soviet Union, or the dependence on state oil in Venezuela, or the starving millions of North Korea.